WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Daniela Burson. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy and NJ Health Commissioner Sharif El-Nehal have released more information on the deadly adenovirus outbreak at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation. Dr. El-Nehal says the 7 children killed by the disease range in age from toddlers to young adults. Many patients are on ventilators, have never lived outside of the facility, and can't leave because they'll only get sicker. Speaking at a conference on the opioid abuse epidemic, President Trump promised federal investigators would find whoever is responsible for delivering at least 6 bombs to Hillary Clinton, former President Obama, George Soros, and other public officials over the past 2 days.
We're extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning, and we will get to the bottom of it.
CNN's offices in New York City were evacuated earlier today when their mailroom received a package containing a pipe bomb and a mysterious white powder. Authorities haven't said if the powder was found in the other packages. The office of a Republican U.S. House candidate says they've received a mail threat, including a ripped-up campaign sign and the words, "You better hope you don't win or else." The mail for New Jersey Assemblyman Jay Weber also mentioned his children. It's not believed to be related to the bomb sent to Democrats, but it's still under investigation. Texas-based Ruiz Food Products is recalling more than 2 million pounds of meat and poultry taquitos over possible salmonella and listeria contamination. So far, 92 people have been infected by salmonella across the country, including 9 in New Jersey. We have a list of the exact products in the recall on NJ1015.com. With more and more people eating edible marijuana these days, it is sometimes sold in candy form that looks like other candy children would normally eat. So Bruce Ruck of the New Jersey Poison Control Center says parents need to be vigilant this Halloween.
We really want parents to double-check the wording, double-check the coloring, and make sure it really is chocolate and not chocolate infused with marijuana.
Edible marijuana candies look like gummy bears and chocolate bars, and the wrappers are very close to what you would find in any supermarket. If you woke up this morning hoping to be $1 billion richer, we've got bad news. The $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot was won by a South Carolina resident with a single ticket. That winner will receive $940 million in winnings and may not even have to come forward.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.